This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A small family lunch in a quiet Australian town is now at the center of a possible murder mystery thanks to wild mushrooms that were apparently on the menu for everyone except the hosts. A homicide investigation has been launched after three guests died and a fourth became critically ill in the days after the meal, all with symptoms that police say are consistent with death cap mushroom poisoning. A 48-year-old woman cooked and hosted the meal for her in-laws and another couple. Erin Patterson tearfully told reporters that she was devastated by the deaths. Patterson and her two children, who were also at the lunch, did not get sick. The children were served a different dish than that served to the other guests. The deceased are Gail Patterson, 70, her husband Don, 70, and her sister, Heather Wilkinson, 66. They were taken to a Melbourne hospital the day after the meal, and all three died a few days later. Heather Wilkinson's husband, Ian, 66, who was also at the lunch, is still in the hospital in critical condition, awaiting a liver transplant. Police say all four guests showed symptoms consistent with poisoning by death cap mushroom, a particularly deadly variety. The Victoria Health Department advises that death cap mushrooms are extremely poisonous to animals and humans. Consuming just one of these mushrooms can kill an adult, with symptoms including violent stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Death cap mushrooms are most commonly found between March and May in Southeast Australia. The Health Department warned there are currently no home tests which can accurately distinguish between edible and poisonous mushrooms. The high-fashion design house Prada will design NASA's new spacesuit. The luxury fashion designer will design spacesuits for the 2025 moon mission alongside another private company, Axiom Space, both bringing their expertise with materials and manufacturing to the project. Prada previously designed other activity clothing for America's Cup sailing competition. Professor Jeffrey Hoffman, who flew five NASA missions and has carried out four spacewalks, said, "Prada has considerable experience with various types of composite fabrics and may actually be able to make some real technical contributions to the outer layers of the new spacesuit." But Hoffman added that people should not expect to see astronauts in paisley spacesuits or any fancy patterns like that. Maintaining a good thermal environment is really the critical thing. A spacesuit is really like a miniature spacecraft. It has to provide pressure, oxygen, keep you at a reasonable temperature, he said. Earlier this year, Axiom unveiled the spacesuit that will be worn on the upcoming Artemis 3 mission, a suit weighing 121 pounds and that's a better fit for female astronauts. The next generation spacesuits will be fitted with advanced capabilities for space exploration, Axiom said, and designed with increased flexibility, protection against the harsh lunar environment, and tools for scientific exploration. The Artemis 3 mission will follow Artemis 2, which will fly a capsule around the moon late this year or early in 2025. Artemis 2 will have the first woman astronaut and the first black astronaut ever assigned to a lunar mission, Christina Koch and Victor Glover, respectively. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.